Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
So if you are clapping, clap. And lift your right hand to God and speak the language of the Spirit. Speak the language of the Spirit. Kadabaho shadabahayas. Brende gezebele gede. Zibranda la babababa. Shanda la babababa. Radana namako baradaba shanda baha. Ilebreke baladaba roche branda baha. Zambele gozebranda la baba. Mara de bahadas. Lekadele me kobararaba shanda la baha. Spirit of the Lord, La Rosha Daba, Yada Rabosha, Yada Dada Daba, Shanda Laboada, Lebarade Sedemberado Sabrandaba, Yenda Lebaro Shada Baba Bahaya, Yabarada Daba Shada Bahaya.
Jesus, you have done it again. Jesus, in your special way. What was impossible, you made possible, Jesus. Jesus,
come on, sing it.
You have done it again, Jesus, yeah. In your special way, what was impossible, Jesus, yeah. Jesus, yeah. You have done it again, Jesus, yeah. In your special
congregation,
way,
I thought you were singing.
Was
sing with joy.
You made possible, Jesus, yeah. Your special way, what was impossible,
Papa,
you made possible, Jesus, yeah,
Jesus, yeah,
Jesus, yeah, you have done it again, Jesus, yeah, in your special way, what was impossible. impossible. You made possible, Jesus. Yeah.
Celebrate God with a clap offering. Yeah. I felt it the whole week from Friday. This was a song on my heart. And I know it's for someone. He will do it in a special way. Your amen is not like a second service amen. Yeah. So I'm preaching on the subject, you are a witness of Christ, part two. You are a witness of Christ, part two. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts 1, 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses of me, both in Jerusalem, in Judea, or in Samaria, and in the uttermost part of the earth. Jesus was speaking to his disciples, and he was telling them that in the verse 5, the promise of the Spirit was made, and he said, after the Spirit comes upon you, as much as he will bless you, you become prosperous. This is one of the things that he's going to do for you. He's going to give you the privilege and the responsibility to become witnesses of me. I laid a good foundation in the word in past service, and therefore I'm going to start at a place that it will conveniently help you to understand. I start by saying that we must make ourselves all things to save others. We must make ourselves all things. Paul said that I make myself all things in order that I may save men. We must make ourselves all things in order to save somebody that God has ordained that you bring that person to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are thousands of people who are going to hell without your intervention. There are thousands of people who will never know Christ if you don't manifest as a witness of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23. A very subversion. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19 to 23. He said, even though I am a free man with no master, I have become a slave to all people to bring many. Say many. Oh, say many. There must be many people who know the Lord just because of you. There must be many people who are in the church who have come to know God. This is Paul, the Apostle Paul. You know, when God calls you, it's not for showmanship or pride or I'm an apostle. Paul says that I make myself, I have become a slave to all people in order to bring many people to Christ. Go to the verse 20. When I was with the Jews, so sometimes in the next 90 days in this church, we're going to have very serious mission-driven evangelistic activities. And some of us must make ourselves all things. You may have to stand by the road and give handbills to people. You may have to walk to people and talk to them. You may be the kitchen for those who are moving out. I remember some years ago, before the 2016 election, I remember coming from work and I saw the finance minister by the road around the traffic light near the National Theater. He stopped me and gave me a handbill and told me I should vote for MPP. Yes, he has become all things for the political party. And that is an example for us that we must become all things for the Lord Jesus Christ. You must become, Paul became a slave so that many people can know the Lord. It is an error for you to never introduce anybody to the Lord Jesus Christ. How come that you claim is the lover of your soul? How come that you claim is the lily of the valley? How come that you say is the roses of Sharon? How come that you say is your provider? And you have never introduced anybody to him or introduced him to someone. Now, the Bible said, and when I was with the Jews, I lived like a Jew to bring the Jews to Christ. When I was with those who followed the Jewish law, I too lived under that law. Even though I am not subject to the law, I did this so I could bring to Christ those who are under the law. 21. He said, when I was with the Gentiles who do not follow the Jewish law, I too lived apart from that law so I can bring them to Christ. So sometimes even we can use football. You can go and play football. That's why we have the Caris Football Club. They play football, and whilst they are playing, they are making the church known to the community, and they are reaching out to the other people who come and play with them. He said, when he was with the Jewish people who were under the law, he lived with them under the law. When he got to the Gentiles and they were not living under the law, he still lived around them. He was still with them. He was with them for them to know that he was not against them. Why? Because he wanted to bring them to Christ. I'm coming to a point, don't worry. But I do not ignore the law of God. I obey the law of Christ. Verse 22. He said, when I was with those who are weak, I shared their weakness. I don't let them feel bad. That's the meaning. I don't let them feel bad. I don't let them feel that I am holier than them. I am holy. But when I am with those in their weakness, I don't let them feel bad. Why do I do that? So this is the posture you must take. Because if you don't take a good posture, you can never reach out to anybody who is not a Christian. Can you be with a sinner for him not to feel that you are condemning him? Can you relate with a sinner until the point that the person begins to experience the love of Christ in your heart? And the person begins to trust you. Then you tell the person, you got to know Jesus. That is Paul. Paul is, let's continue to read. For I want to bring the weak to Christ. Yes, I try to find common ground with everyone, doing everything I can to save some. I do everything to spread the good news and share in its blessing. Paul says that he wanted to save some, so he became all things unto all men. If a man is not saved, he cannot become a true witness of Christ. If you are not saved, you cannot witness for Christ. When you become saved, therefore, you become a witness for Christ. I'm breaking it down. I'm coming there. It should be possible for a man who is saved to show another man the kind of encounter he had with Christ. That is a witness. A witness is someone who can testify of something or somebody. That is our calling. That is where Christ put us. Holy Spirit didn't just come to give us money. He didn't just come to make us rich. He didn't just come to make us comfortable. He came so that we will become witnesses of Christ Jesus. Witnesses. I gave the example, like if a football club like Manchester, they were able to beat Everton yesterday and they were happy. Everton with two penalties. It's nothing to write home about. Where are the Manchester fans? You were able to beat Everton, struggling Everton, with penalties too. Ah, go and beat City and Leicester. So assuming you are recruited into Manchester or Chelsea or Liverpool or any football club, they recruited you to play football, yes. But the ultimate aim is that you will win laurels and trophies for the club. So though you are playing, you are not just playing football, but the aim is that at the end of the day, you are helping the team to win more trophies. When you become saved, you join the workforce. You join the ministry of Christ. You join the agenda of Jesus. Anybody who says he's saved and he has not joined the agenda of Christ, I am wondering what salvation you are carrying. Yes, when you become saved, your primary interest must be the interest of the kingdom of God. Knowing God, pushing the kingdom of God, and getting others to know God. That should be your primary aim. That whatever I am, whatever I will be, whatever I have, whatever I will ever have, whatever opportunity that will come my way, I am ready to be a witness of Christ Jesus. If the world will have witnesses of Christ, in the numbers of Christians we have, the world will never be the same again. If you and I will reflect as witnesses of Christ, wherever we are, the world will never, ever be the same again. But our lights are not shining. Today, I came to tell you, you are not going to become a witness. You are already a witness. I pray that you wake up in that slumber and become that witness to the glory of the Lord. Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Until a man is saved, he cannot witness for Christ. Because but the Spirit produces this kind of fruit in your life, in our lives. So if a man is saved and the Holy Spirit is in the person, these are the fruits that should be flowing out of your life. Yes. Any other argument, you must bring a scripture to counter this. If a man is saved, your life must be filled with love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. These are the moral attributes of God. And if a child is born of God, he must begin to walk in these fruits. And you cannot do it by your own might. So a witness of Christ must have a very close relationship with the Holy Spirit. And you are a witness of Christ. I am a witness of Christ. And I pray that at the end of this teaching, you will begin to manifest that true nature you carry. Your amen is not strong. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. Romans 14, 17. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of what we eat or drink, but of living a life of goodness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. So the amount of parties you are throwing, the amount of celebrations you are having, is not a proof that you are in the kingdom of God. What shows that you are in the kingdom of God is a life living, not just a life, but we living a life of goodness, of peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Not every happiness is joy in the Holy Spirit. Please, are you here? So I'm teaching you on who a witness should be. When a man has salvation, he will want others to be saved. If you have tasted of something good, you want others to be saved. But why are we not reaching out to the lost around us? There are a lot of people in this community. There are a lot of people where you stay. There are a lot of people you could easily influence and introduce them to Christ. But why are we not doing it? Because our minds have been set on things that don't matter. We are thinking about things. The whole system of the world has tuned our minds to a lot of things. I need a job, Pastor. Pastor, start prophesying. I need a job. I need a child. I need a marriage. I need a car. I need a house. They are all good. So God addressed it in Matthew 6:33. Go there. God didn't forget that. He knows that we need it. He didn't forget that. He said, seek the kingdom of God above all else. Above all else. You can seek to have a car. God has no problem. You can seek to have a marriage. God has no problem. You can seek to have a land. God has no problem. You can seek to travel. God has no problem if it is in his will. You can seek many things. He doesn't care. It is not against. As long as it's not anti-kingdom, he doesn't mind. But above all this seeking, he said, put something first. The kingdom of God first. And God knows what you are seeking. God knows what I'm seeking. And he knows exactly what you have put first. He said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he will give you everything you need. But this scripture I've read, you don't believe it. You don't believe it. The way you are living your life, it shows that you don't believe the scripture. God is interested in making sure that we don't lack. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. You don't believe it. You quote it, but you don't believe it. Yes. But God wants us to believe it. This one says, I have all that I need. So shall it be for you. God wants us to trust him. But above all this, he wants us to have a kingdom mindset. A kingdom mindset. No matter who you are, at whatever level, you could be a big man, you could be a big woman. God bless you. I want everybody to be big woman, big man, very powerful, influential people. That will not change my preaching though. Very powerful, influential. The way we are going, our church will be filled with very influential people. But it won't change my preaching. The fact that you are influential doesn't mean I shouldn't preach the gospel. I'll preach the gospel in a way that will save your soul. Because as you are rising, there are things that you have to take a decision on. Somebody will tell you, Charlie, as you are rising, say, "Obey him." Your lifestyle can change. You see, the life is so deceptive. For the past few weeks, as I see the happenings in the air, I've changed. Life. You chase things that you never get. And when you get them, you leave them. And you just go. What you think will make you relevant will never make you relevant. It's only Christ that makes you relevant. It's only Christ. It's only Jesus. The Lord said, I will be your shepherd and you will lack nothing. But we don't believe. You see everybody trying to catch money. And money can never be. You can never catch money. Money flies. Yeah, it flies. It goes. When you catch the money, you will go. And the money will still be there. Either you catch it and go, or you never catch it. Which one do you like? You can't say, oh, me, I'll catch and stay. No. Because if you catch and stay, you break the law of life. When you catch it, you enjoy it a little, you will go. A little can be 30 years, a little can be 40 years, a little can be 100 years. Because before God, 1,000 years is like a day. You can never have it forever. But there is somebody you can have. There is something you can do that will change your life forever. And that is to becoming a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the next 90 days, everybody must win one soul. How you win it, win. Win. If you don't have the message to preach, come, I'll give you a message. Go and preach. But I'll be teaching that throughout the month. One of the sermons will be, what I'll be doing is, I'll be teaching you how to engage a soul. Because I'm serious with this. We want to win souls. I want you to be blessed. One of the powerful warfares you can take upon yourself is to win soul. Winning soul is a weapon of warfare. When you win soul, God gets interested in you. That is why anybody that did an exploit for God in the Bible, God never left them. He blessed them. I see you becoming blessed. I see you becoming blessed in the name of Jesus. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. We cannot stop telling about everything we have seen and we have heard. These are witnesses. They wanted them to stop. They arrested them. They should stop preaching. They said, we cannot. What we have seen, what we have heard, what our hands have handled, we cannot. Let me tell you something. Your love for Jesus is dying when you stop witnessing for Christ. In fact, some of us is flat. When you stop being a witness, okay? When you stop being a witness, you have lost it. Yes, you've lost it. And that witness is not just in evangelism. Okay, please, you can sit down. Thank you for honoring the word. It's beyond evangelism. It's about words and it's about lifestyle. You must be a witness of Christ. They look at the people living in Antioch and they say, these are Christians. Christians, Christ-like. A Christian is not somebody who goes to church. A Christian is somebody who is Christ-like. So there are not as many Christians we think that we have. Forget about national census. Forget. That is why the church is weak. Because there are few Christians, but many churchgoers. I know this month you won't like me. When I went to preach in her villa, I was preaching a hard message. The place was quiet. And I said, I know you people will tell your pastor that he shouldn't bring me again. And I said, that thank God I'm a guest pastor. I have my flock. Sometimes, where the church is getting to, there must be serious, serious teaching to the church. Else in the next 10 years. Look, 10 years ago, who would be wasting time on LGBT? Who? You are even shy. Say, open can be big, like small. Now, some of you are sitting here crying. You are like, pastor, no, human rights. Human rights. If your parents did human rights on you, will you be here? The church is weak. Everybody is quiet. They are watching. And it's a spirit running through the nations. We don't say that they are devils. We are saying it is something against the very nature of God and his creation. If your life has been plagued by it, you must trust God to save you out, but not to authenticate it and say there are people like that. No, it's not a sexual orientation. It's demonic. I've dealt with two of them. One is saved. He's a pastor now. He has his wife and children and he's doing well. But if the church is quiet, because you don't know what to say. You don't know whether then so, but alcoholics are also sinners. Thieves are also sinners. You want to equate that to that? You don't know your scripture. We must be witnesses of Christ, else one day, before our very eyes, God forbid, the things we will see, we will bite our fingers. If we fail to influence our society with Christ, we are going to have a lot of challenges that it will be like they've tied our hands. The church cannot function. And young people, you have to catch fire quickly. This door thing you are doing, you are going to worry your generation. You are behaving like the elders who have arrived. You have to catch fire and catch the fire and be on fire. Else, people are going to steal you out of where your parents have planted you. I remember some years ago where we were staying, I'll mention it, so many years ago. I was a teenage, or maybe 8 or 9 years. There were a gang of these gays. Not knowing the guys in the area, or most of them were gays. And I didn't know. And they were doing this mommy and pa pattern. You know what I'm talking about. So me, they're innocent. They say, oh, I am a security man. So I'm like the gate man. Watching. There was a mommy and papa inside. I don't know. So they were inside. So I thought it was a male and female. At least they are sinning, but they are in a certain jurisdiction. So now when they finished and they came out, two males. I said, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What is this? They said, oh, nekanon of you. I nearly snapped him. 4 years ago, I saw him. I don't want to use the disease he had. You can imagine. I didn't say it. He had emaciated. And he looked at me. He said, can you recognize me? I said, no. Then he mentioned my father's name, mentioned my sibling's name, mentioned my sister. Hey, you neighbor. Look, we have to be witnesses of Christ and reach out to people with Jesus. Else people are dying, people are suffering, people are... You don't want to suffer on earth and go and suffer in hell. Hell is real. Hell is very real. And you are the person God has chosen to reach out to people. There is a reason to stop being a witness. Should I tell you the reason? There's a reason why you have stopped being a witness. Because you were tired. Witnessing can be tiresome when you don't see the direct benefit. Like if, as you are playing the organ every Sunday, do you know you are witnessing for Christ? Yes. That is it. You are witnessing for Christ. Because you are playing for Christ's church to be done in every service. Witnessing can be frustrating. I remember, you see, we love evangelism. I mean, those days we met the shepherds. If you are here, you don't have a shepherd. Please, you need a shepherd, okay? So that we used to track you and be with you in time of need. So we met, and one shepherd said that the sheep that we are trying to win, you remember? He said he wants to drive Uber. So somebody has given him a car, and we should buy him a phone. No, there's a phone they use for the Uber. We bought it for him. When we bought it for him, he ran away from the church. Then I said, I will never do that kind of evangelism again. We went for one evangelism. The guy said, he just gives us one condition. If we can buy pizza for him every Saturday, he will come to church. It's interesting the way the world sees the church. It's only the church that can teach the world what the church is. And that is why it's only a saved person that can save another soul. Pastor, but there's a lot of churches. Forget the churches. You have no idea what happens in churches. Your duty is to witness, to be a witness. You go and meet different kinds of people. I'll talk about that in the other teachings. Different kinds of people. Some who have backslided. Some who are hurt by a church. Some hurt by a pastor. Some hurt by a church member. No, I was witnessing to a woman and some about 2 years ago. And you know the tangent. The woman and the man used to be in a church. And the woman said that the man is committing adultery, and went to tell the pastor. And he said the pastor did not do anything. So because of that, because the man has been sponsoring the pastor, so he said the pastor cannot talk. I'm privileged to know the pastor. So I called the pastor that, oh, I'm come to tell you something. Don't get angry. I'm doing an investigation. So I asked him that this. He said, this lady, pa. And I said, I warned you not to be angry. So let's talk. He said, do you know how many times I've spoken to the guy? Go and ask the guy. I've even told him that I'm going to sack him from my church, and or he will not serve around me again. And I said, the lady thinks you have not done anything. No. So go and call her and intentionally sit the two of them together and just tell him that it is the character of your husband and you married him. So manage him and leave the church from this. So you can go and meet this woman somewhere who is sharpening the mouth down. How do you witness to such a person? I will show you in one of the teachings. You will meet somebody too who has never gone to church. This one is not a bad person, but he doesn't believe. There are people who are not bad. They are not. You don't need to be bad to be a sinner. You are a sinner because you don't know Christ. Know the difference. You don't need to be a bad. It's not only bad people who go to hell. Good people. People who have done good can go to hell because they have not confessed Christ. If it is good and bad that takes people to hell, 99.9% of all of us here will go to hell. Because God has saved you, but you are still doing bad. You are a bad boy in your area. You are a bad girl in the area. You are bad, like you are doing bad things. You should go to hell. But you won't go to hell. And God is patiently working on you, trusting that by the time the trumpet will sound, you have been transformed to become a son. Did you hear that? Yes. So it's not that somebody is a bad person, so you go to hell. You are changed. You came to church. You gave your life to Christ. But even after giving your life to Christ, you still slept with about 15 girls already. bad things. Tell somebody bad things. You still drink heavy. When you were unbeliever, you needed alcohol to get appetite. You are still in that business. Like, before they will serve you, your wife even knows. She adds the sachets. And then she, because she knows that if to get a smile from you, the sachets, the kebashon must be. So it's like when they bring the food, you don't look at the food, you don't look for the food though. You are doing like this. You are looking for the kebashon. So salvation is not whether the person is doing good or the person is doing bad. That's why most of the time, things that they say at the funeral doesn't make sense in the actual life of the person. A lot of lies are said. In Tronquan, this person, we have lost a jewel. We have lost it. But when the person was alive, the criminality from the relatives, you cannot imagine. Yes. Many years from now, when I write my will, I will say that they shouldn't read any tribute. Because it's not necessary. You come and say plenty things. Plenty things. I went for one funeral. When you go for funeral, you want to hear things. Don't sit in front, sit at the back. Just sit at the back. You will hear things. So people were saying this. Oh, this man is a good man. And everybody will come. You know, every tribute is nice. And some tributes have concurrency. But most of the times, the truth is simple, but they make it as if the person was an angel. Meanwhile, the person is a human being. So there was a man at the back. Like he's a relative. I want a testimony from the Lord that will say, good and faithful servant, enter into your rest. That is a witness. That is that witness God is looking for. Church, nobody will fill this church for us. Nobody will win a soul for us. Nobody will pull people. It's not like we are going to hire. So winning, you don't hire people. There's no company that wins souls. No company can win a soul except you that have been saved, that you bring the person. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. A witness is the one who has heard the gospel, received the gospel, believed the gospel, and has seen Christ work in his life. What qualifies you to be a witness is what Christ has done for you and what Christ is doing in your life. And let me just tell you something. there is a dimension of suffering when you follow Christ. There is a dimension. Sometimes it can be a permanent suffering. Yeah. And that is the aspect that when we encounter sometimes, we forsake the Lord. There are difficult times in Christ. There are realities that you will find yourself in, but don't change your confession. Don't deny your witness state. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, they were there. It was the end of life for them. It's not a joke. Daniel, just bow and leave. Just bow and you will not die. He said, I will not bow. And the consequence was a lion's den. A lion's den can mean many things to many of us. The bowing can mean many things to many of us. Can mean many things for many of us. They didn't bow. They didn't. Somebody said if Jesus is to come in our time now as a baby, he will have to wait for another 1,000 years because he won't get a virgin womb. But there was a Virgin Mary that the time that God wanted to come in the form of a man, he found the Virgin Mary. There is a level of suffering when you get to know the Lord. I know I'm convicting a lot of you. I know you need money. I know you need breakthrough. But the truth, this month we are just talking about soul winning. Your soul must be won first, and then we can win others. Don't allow the present suffering to make you take foolish decisions. Because the suffering you are suffering, unbelievers are going through the same thing. I'm telling you, you are not like a special person going through what you are going through. Many of the disciples were killed. Do you know that? Many of them were killed. Many of them, some of them were crucified head down. Eddie, head down. And do you know their condition? They will tell them, say you won't follow Christ again and won't kill you. Many of us, I'm sure me, I might have said, I don't believe in Christ again. Oh yes, the way you are looking at me, I like it, but maybe you will say your own even louder and first. Hey, we are here though. They are near there. Crucify them. They will leave them in courts and leave lions to eat them up. And whilst they are eating them up, they are smiling and laughing. So their head, when they leave their head, they are smiling. What did they see? What were their encounters? What made them so sure? John the Revelator, they were frying him. You know what it means to fry? Do you know what it means for hot oil to touch your skin? They lift you and fry you halfway. So he was in the frying on the island of Patmos, frying and yet having revelations of Christ, and wrote it down. God made sure he didn't die because of the revelations he's going to write. There is a level of suffering. I know you are suffering, but don't join the occult. I know you are suffering, but don't join a gang. I remember one lady walked to me. I can't see her in church today. She was here. I was still upset. He said the friends were going to introduce her into a gang of girls. And the girls, they called them. I don't know whether it's a higher version of hookup. Hookup is prostitution. It's not hookup. You are a prostitute. Okay. So they will call you and you go. Every night you go and count $500. I say, what are you going to do in the night so ordinary that you get $500 one night? Then you actually did something. You gave your soul out. Then he said, Pastor, when they told me, that's why I came to tell you.
I don't want to do it, but I came to say, you are lying. You have considered it, but you see, something is chasing you, so you came. Because if you actually didn't want to do it, you would not even consider it and come and say. But it was good that you came to say it. Because as you have said it, the power to arrest you is broken in the name of Jesus. You are going through things. You have only one shirt. Wear it. You are serving the Lord. Serve Him. Don't quit. And do it well. In the midst of the challenges, don't give up. Don't allow your circumstances. Auntie Stella was still coming to church when she was using, everything was, the legs were not there. But she was coming to church. Today I was talking about Auntie Janet at her villa. Look, you are not, you don't serve God because you are perfectly well. You don't serve God because your bank account is full. You don't serve God well because your breakthrough came. What is a breakthrough? What you call a breakthrough is a normal life for some sultan of Dubai, those things. You are here praying. It's a normal thing. Their cars are golden, their spoons are golden, their brush is golden. You are here praying for $1,000. Because of $1,000, you have gone to camp in a man's house. Like, you see, Ofri Germany to Obewa, Ghana for 2 weeks. 2 weeks for $1,000, 1 week for $500, and you are there. And this is a Christian. How can you be a witness? What if one day we went to the flat to go and witness and you are the one in charge? When you get there, by the time you are saying praise the Lord, the reception will say customer, customer. And everything will spoil. Then you'll be blinking. Like you're blinking to the receptionist. Say, oh, customer. Today that your room is occupied, we have another one on the next floor. Say, oh, praise the Lord. Be a witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Be a witness. Be a witness. I have to end here. Amen and amen. I'll continue on Tuesday where I've ended. This month is all about preparing you to reach out to the lost. There are many people connected to your life. And you don't want to be selfish. You don't want to always come to church and seeking what is nice. No. Church is beyond that. When you mature in the Lord, that is why 5-year-olds cannot get pregnant. That's why we don't give 5-year-old in marriage. No. But when you are maturing, things begin to show. You can see a child, a baby girl, or a girl like 7 years, she's straight. At 17, she will not be straight. The curves will come. Maturity must bring in some new features in our walk with God. You can't be a child forever in the kingdom. A time comes, you must mature. And maturity is when you begin to look more like Christ and you mastered the lust of the flesh. I'm talking to people. I'm preaching very deep message. You must master it by the help of the Spirit. Because a soul would not follow a sinner. Are you here? It's not just, I'm not saying that, let's go for soul winning. I'm not starting from there. I started from understanding the Great Commission and then you becoming a witness. And when you understand that you are a witness, whatever you say, even what you put on your status on WhatsApp tells a lot about you. So some of you, when you are going to put very unwise things, then you block pastor. You block me for like 3 days. So especially when Valentine is coming, then they block me 1 week ahead. After Valentine, suddenly I start seeing status. I say, hey, they block me. The Lord be with them. You block. Because your status. When they saw one, they say, hey, you sing. You can't be doing that. Yes. Your status, everything, it speaks a lot about you as a witness. If we come on your status, yes, we are in the 21st century, so these are the places your life is displayed, and we need to let you know. If somebody comes on your status, and only things, you know, you can go on somebody's status. Sometimes I move on your statuses. I'm your pastor, I must know you. So that when I hear something, I'll know whether to say, oh, obey to me, aye, oh, to me, yeah. I say, me. So some of you, when they come and tell us, oh, wait, they obey to me, but they my power chopper, panic monitor. Some of you, when we come on your page, the kind of taggings they've tagged you, it is not the tags for Christians. Every nightclub, every street jams, every something they've tagged you, Francis Ekpa, Francis Ekpa. So your page, you've never said anything. You've never shared ICGC Carries Temple, ICGC Calvary Temple, ICGC Christ Temple, nothing. All we see are tags. Tags. And they won't comment too. So that it will do like they didn't see it. Then we come on your page. We should know your life. If you go on the page of the ex-Access Bank CEO, you see that this man is Access Bank. He talks about money. He talks about this. He talks about that. If you go on my page, you see there's nothing. You just know that this guy is a pastor. Or he loves God. If we come on your page, what will we see? Will you be defending? Some of you are very political. You are arguing this, that we want NDC, we don't want MPP, we want MPP, we don't want NDC. I'm like, how would that put money in your pocket? Are you that young in Ghana? We started voting long time. We know the thing. If you don't think about your life, not even MPP and DC put together as presidency will change your life. Because nothing goes down. Everything keeps going up. Wherever the price of milk, tin of milk was left in the previous government, don't think that when the next government comes, he will send it half. Forward ever, backwards now. You call your name. There's nothing like going back. It will keep going. But I pray that you become a witness and be a blessing to people. Amen and amen. Clap your hands and give God praise. I want you to close your eyes and begin to pray that, Lord, forgive me for not being a witness and activate the grace to witness. Le pakataba hakadoa. Le brandararaba shanda bahayas. Le ba 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 ba. We will reach out. We will reach out to the lost. Le branda la ba 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 ba. Don't look at them. Don't look at how they are dressed. Ana ba ba. Don't live your life because somebody is watching. Live your life to honor the Lord. Le brakata ba ha ya shada ba ha. Le brakasota ba 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 ya. Soul winning is a sign of gratitude. It's a sign that you love the Lord. It's a sign that you love the church. Lebra kashata baba, maradada baba, lebada. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself as you serve the Lord in this house, as you are part of this church. Pray, laba kasha, that God help you, God strengthen you, God help you, marakata, that you don't lose it, that you don't lose your hand, you don't leave your hand on the steering wheel. It takes grace. It takes grace. It takes the help of God. It takes the help of God. La ba 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 shada la ba ba. God will supply all your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hatana ba shata kabada ba ba. In the name of Jesus, I hear this song in my spirit. Why ye kese nanti? Essebe da wasio aque ni nemo vai mio
Congregation, sing along, sing along.
Let many know Christ. Take everything of us. Take our time. Take our intellect. Take our resources. Take our profession and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.